Welcome back to the Built for the Trades channel. This is Dan Dowdy, the founder. And today I'm going to talk to you about how to develop your emotional intelligence as a plumbing business owner. I'm going to give you four simple steps that you can take away from this video. So if you're ready to go, let's dive in. So here at Built for the Trades, we're all about growing you as a leader, helping you build a better culture, have less turnover in your business, and ultimately helping you scale a self-operating, profitable trades business. So if that's you and you want to do that, you want to spend more time with your family, then you're at the right place. Today, I wanted to kind of just tell you the difference to start between emotional intelligence and intellectual intelligence. Emotional intelligence is simply put your ability to communicate with others. You got to know yourself and your personality, and you got to know the personalities and the people that you lead in order to do this effectively. The difference is that's EQ, right? IQ is more about just how smart you are. So when you think about just the simple fact of just leading your trades company, you really know it's important to have both EQ and IQ. There was a time in my plumbing career where I was standing in front of my technicians, giving my weekly training, and I had just one technician that was really, really just pissing me off, so to say. And it was really why I was given the training. And that technician was lacking in his sales ability. And so instead of having the emotional intelligence to know that I should not call that technician out in a room of plumbers, I decided to call that technician out and let him know that his performance is not up to par. And that's why we're having to go through this training with the entire team. Now, guess what the reaction for that technician was? The reaction was defensiveness. He came after me. We had a yelling match. Next thing I know, that technician, I look like an idiot, but also that technician's leaving my company and taking a few other technicians with them. It cost me dearly, and it was all because I lacked the emotional intelligence and how to communicate with that team member. So the first thing I want to tell you about, and this is not even one of the steps, is always praise in public, and anytime you got to have any kind of accountability conversation, do that in private. Never do it in public, because the only reaction to that is going to be defensiveness, and next thing you know, you're in a yelling match. The other thing I want to squash up front in this video is just because you were raised a certain way in the trades does not give you an excuse to treat the next generation like that. It was different when I was raised in the trades. It was very much a do what I say, not what I do mentality. Don't backtalk me. But if that's the emotional intelligence and the leadership that you're leading with right now, then guess what? You're going to have high turnover because the times are different. If you have that plumbing license in your pocket, you have a lot of options. And with technology, you can get a job within minutes. So it is important to realize that we all need to grow in our emotional intelligence. So without any more rambling on, let's dive in. First step in growing your emotional intelligence is to know yourself to grow yourself. Now, this is the foundation of leadership. And what I mean is you need to know your personality, your strengths, your weaknesses, and also your blind spots. And the cool thing about Built for the Trades is we offer a free resource that you can do this at builtforthetrades.com. Go to the free resources and take your Enneagram assessment, and it'll give you a whole report you can read through. You can learn more about yourself. And I encourage you to do that. We'll also have the link here in this video. Number two is stay in control and learn to respond. Don't react. You see, the difference between responding and reacting is just a matter of seconds. If I'm responding, I'm thinking about my response, who I'm communicating with, and what is going to be the outcome of my communication. What's going to be the outcome of what I have to say? You see, the difference between that and reacting is just saying it. No matter what, I'm just going to come back and say it. And sometimes responding can be seconds. Sometimes it can be minutes. Sometimes it could be hours or days. But learning how to do that will go a long ways and help save you a lot of trouble in the way that you communicate. Number three, get an accountability partner. Get somebody else that you can share your Enneagram results with. You can talk to them more about what makes you tick, what upsets you, and let them know that, hey, when that moment happens, like there's a code word like flag me down, like, hey, don't do it, don't react to it. That will really help you grow, and also it'll help that accountability partner be able to see the blind spots that you can't see as you grow in your emotional intelligence. And then last but not least, number four is connect with others. Realize that when you're sitting down and you're communicating with people, it's better to seek to understand than to be understood. We never know where people are in their life and what they're going through. And so if I'm sitting down to communicate with a team member and I seek to understand before to be understood, that person may tell me something that I'm like, wow, blow my mind. I did not know that was going on. And it may change a little bit of how I communicate with that team member. You see, if I lack that in my emotional intelligence and I just go in to get my agenda across, then I'm going to be more likely to have disgruntled team members, and I'm going to end up losing those people because of my lack of emotional intelligence. So by focusing on these four steps, know yourself to grow yourself, stay in control, respond, don't react, get an accountability partner. Man, that's going to be so key in you growing in your emotional intelligence. And then ultimately, realize that connecting with others is important. Build those relationships. Seek to understand before to be understood. Doing those four things will help you grow in your emotional intelligence. If you found this video helpful, please like, subscribe, share this with a friend, and I'll see you in the next video.